Do you hear that? Do you hear that? Do you hear that? Open Joe.
I see the crowd with their lighters. Banjo solo! Man, that is a hard thing to play. Have you ever tried it? If you play guitar and you think, oh, I'm going to pick up the banjo. Good luck with that. Kix Country 98.7. Good morning. I'm JT711. By the way, we have to say good morning to all of our new Facebook friends. And it's like just kind of blown up here in the last few minutes, which is kind of nice. Kimberly, Lisa, Rita, Jackie. Another Lisa I see here. Oh, this Lisa I recognize. She is one of my my friends from my days up in the Motor City in Detroit. Which brings up an important point. Our website, it's still under construction. You can check it out, though, kixcountry987.com. And if you go there, there is a, well, we call it a splash page. You know that. You go there, there's a splash page, and it does have our audio stream playing there. So that's kind of cool. So anyway, thanks you guys for being our friends. Thanks for putting the pressure on. I'll have to get some content on our Facebook page now so that we're having fun as friends. By the way, back to this Mitt Romney thing. I did find more information about this. I was trying to figure it out just after the news there. He is going to be apparently in St. Augustine Monday, the 13th, the courtyard at Flagler College, 8:20 in the morning is the word we have. So if you want to look into that and you lean that direction, that may be something of interest to you. I just don't know. 7:12 of the new Kix Country 98.7. With a bomb and home, sweet home.
My world's a roller coaster and my life's a
the new Kix Country 98.7. It's 7:20. And I'm JT. More rain in the forecast later today. Here's Justin Moore.
I would dare feed your dreams and starve your fear.
The new Kix Country 98.7, 732. I'm JT. In just a minute, we're going to get personal. Not in a bad way. It's pretty painless. But I do want to know something. Which way you lean with a very common purchase these days. Coming up after Josh Turner on Kix Country. Hang on.
Baby, why don't we just turn that TV on?
The new Kix Country 98.7 and the big booming voice of Josh Turner. I can't even get down there. Why do I cry? Baby, why don't we just dance? Well, you've seen me dance. You'd probably know one answer. 7:35 now. I'm JT. All right. Here's the personal question I have for you. It's really not that big a deal. I'm curious. I put this on our Facebook page this morning. If you go there, I ask, which smartphone do you have? iPhone, Android, or the third option would be, my phone ain't so smart yet. That's one of the options, just in case you don't have a smartphone yet, because a lot of people still haven't done that, made that purchase. And in some ways, you may be smarter than the rest of us because they cost a lot of money to maintain. The reason I bring it up, though, there's a story out today. The new iPhone, I think this will be the 5, finally, is coming out in the fall. They delayed it, and all the business people are saying that probably going to be a great thing for Apple. It'll be in the fall. It'll lead into, you know, the holiday shopping season, that kind of a thing, which is a good thing for them. But it also gave Android the chance to play a little catch-up in the second quarter, which they have done pretty darn well. So, you know, Droid has kind of caught up to them in sales. And it's always been amusing to me with the Apple thing. Don't get me wrong, I love Apple. They do an incredible job. But to me, a lot of people that are into Apple stuff are kind of like Kool-Aid drinkers, you know? Because, you know, maybe the iPhone's 5, 10% better than a Droid phone, if that's even true. But their marketing is where they really kill, you know, 30, 40% better. Anyway, that's just one crazy guy's opinion. So I want to know which phone you have. You can get our Facebook page. Maybe get into work this morning and let us know about that. Of course, where am I getting this information? Google. Who makes Droid? Google. Just saying.